Welcome to the Exposé Podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Molly.
And we're just a couple of goofy gals here to tell you about topics and get down to the real nitty-gritty of it all.
We are here to help you navigate through the confusing ins and outs of hot topics and get down to the truth.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned and listen to our next topic.
Thanks for listening to the Exposé.
This is Twinkie the Kid. Ever wonder how they get that creamy filling into the middle of a Twinkie's cake? Well, these kids have some pretty good ideas.
First, they put down the creamy filling, then they bake the cake all around.
See, they got this big tube full of the stuff, and they just squish it in.
It's just born there.
Hostess Twinkies cakes, fruit pies, and cupcakes. Yahoo! The fresh snacks with a snack in the middle.
All right, let's get this started. We have a little bit of a different format this week. A couple guest hosts, you may know them from the COVID grads episode, but we have Matthew.
Hi.
And Will.
Howdy.
They are going to help us talk about kind of a funny topic today, one that you may not think of first when you hear the word scandal, but maybe you should. We're talking about Twinkies.
You know what they say about Twinkies? That they would survive a nuclear disaster. So
is it true?
I don't know.
They have oil, like petroleum, that's how they keep them moist.
Huh.
So that means that Twinkies will be around long after we're gone. So
yeah.
So we should be talking about them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not that healthy, if you didn't know.
Well, there's even a little bit darker side than these obvious health
way
risks.
Darker than nuclear war.
Murder and scandal.
Ah ha ha. So I just wanted to start off by asking you guys, what is your favorite junk food to indulge in?
I've always liked the fudge brownies with the little candy in them. They're okay. I don't know if they're Hostess, but, or no, they're Little Debbie. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. How about you, Will?
I guess those cherry, just call me Bobby Hill, those little cherry, I don't know what they're.
Like the fruit pie?
Yeah, but I don't know who makes them.
I like the fruit pies too. My favorite though is obviously the Swiss cake rolls. I don't know.
Those are the classic.
I really enjoy those. I guess I eat them in a strange way because I like to deconstruct them
as I eat them.
I like take the layer of the chocolatey coating off, slowly eat that, and then, yeah, unroll it a bit, but not all the way because you don't want to get cream on your fingers. So.
My least favorite is the zebra cakes.
You don't like the zebra cakes?
I always
thought
they were just kind of bland.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think they're very good either.
Yeah, I have a controversial opinion for this episode. My least favorite might be the Twinkie itself because
I don't mind it.
I just think it's lackluster. There's not a whole lot going on
like
for
the 30s
Twinkie.
Or the 20s
I
or
think
whatever.
It's pretty good.
I mean,
it needs
a chocolate coating. I'll just put it that way.
That's funny.
Everything doesn't need chocolate on it.
Everything is just a little bit better when it has chocolate on it, I think. Twinkie, the brand anyway, has been around for quite a while.
Longer than you'd think, I think.
Yeah. Well, the story goes that Robert B. Ward first started a small bakery in Lower Manhattan in 1849.
In a church, I think.
In a church?
I think that's what it was.
It could be. And then he went on, and I think it was his son that actually kind of pushed the brand into being larger than a small bakery, but it does look like there was scandal kind of from the early days.
Yeah, some issues with unions and strikes and death.
I found that as early as 1915, there was a New York Times article that there were allegations against Ward Baking that they were trying to fix prices of loaves of bread at 6 cents a loaf.
Because when you think of as good as sliced bread, they're the first ones to slice bread with a machine.
Yeah, they did acquire Wonder Bread, which was the first mechanically so sliced bread.
Owned Wonder Bread?
Still does, I think.
Well, it's right? Ward Baking at this point. So, yeah. But yeah, there was a scandal. They were trying to fix bread loaf prices with several other companies. And similar charges just kind of show up over the next two decades of newspaper clippings. So, I mean, maybe
six
not.
6 cents instead of 5 cents.
Yeah, maybe not the most legit from the get-go. There's also word that George S. Ward, who was Robert B. Ward's half-brother, his son admitted to killing a man who was part of an effort to blackmail him for quite a bit of money over an undisclosed family secret. And evidently, these cases were just dropped.
In those days, yeah, they didn't really...
Yeah. So, I'm not sure what happened there. The newspaper headlines say family skeleton guarded, so I guess they were able to buy their way out. Who knows?
If the reporter would have dug any deeper, he'd probably be dead too.
So how can he get away with admitting killing somebody?
I think the son went to jail for a while.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
I don't know. The 1910s or whatever.
Was the mob involved, maybe? Who knows?
With Ward Baking. Yeah.
God, when was, the Tommy guns and stuff like that.
That was that time.
The 20s?
Yeah, Al Capone and that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe Al Capone had a hand in the Ward Baking murder scandal of 1922. Yeah. In 1925, like we said, by this time they have actually become Continental Baking instead of Ward Baking. And the Ward family is kind of losing their influence, partly because of these scandals, murderous scandals, price-setting scandals. So Continental Baking acquires Wonder Bread and they go nationwide. And they have two brands at this point. They have the Wonder Bread brand that's selling bread, obviously, and they have the Hostess brand that's selling their snack cakes, and that's the one that we're gonna focus on today. But it is interesting. I never knew Wonder Bread and Hostess were related. Yeah. But now it kind of makes sense because I think they're delivered on the same trucks.
Yeah. I think Twinkie was made in like the 30s, wasn't it?
Yeah,
before World War II, which is impressive. It's an old snack food.
Mm-hmm. So maybe this is why the family exited from Ward Baking and Continental Baking, is basically they kind of died off. Yeah. Looks like William Ward, and which was Robert's son, he died in 1929, and they just basically didn't, I don't know, they just kind
they
of separated themselves from the company, or maybe the company separated themselves from the Ward family.
George didn't seem like that good of a guy, so maybe they just wanted to, the board kicked him out with Elon Musk.
Yeah, maybe his...
They threatened to kill him all.
Yeah.
Al Capone's gonna come in. Isn't Al Capone in Chicago?
I think so.
Well, the other mob family of New York.
The East Coast.
Does the board member, when they wake up, instead of having a dead horse head in, they have like half-eaten Twinkie in their head?
They're coming for us. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
It was so out there. Throw you to stop.
Throw you out of the loop.
Well, I was just trying to think of, you know, I don't know.
Took a bite out of a Twinkie and just got the
Twinkie guts.
The cream oozing out.
An unsliced loaf of bread. Yeah. Most horrific thing.
It's raisin loaf.
Who puts raisins in bread?
Well, if I know what Wonder Bread is today, then that means they've been able to endure, so maybe getting rid of the Ward family was
perhaps
a decent idea.
Especially if they were tied to Sicilians. I've heard that the Sicilians are the mobsters that you want to avoid.
The pizzas.
Yeah. The pizzas of front, well.
The butchers.
But anyway, Twinkies. When did Twinkies come about? That was in 1930 when James A. DeWar, he was a manager of a Continental Baking plant in Illinois. He created the Twinkie, which is a shortcake with a sugar cream mixture inside. And the name was based off of, I guess, an advertisement for something called Twinkle Toe Shoes. So
just steal that.
Yeah. So he created the Twinkie, and evidently he claims that he eats Twinkies every day.
Alive?
Throughout his life. Well,
oh, okay, I was going to say.
I don't think he's still alive now, but I saw a picture of him in like 1980 holding like a bunch of Twinkies and...
Well, that was the heyday for that stuff.
Yeah, so...
Probably ate Twinkies every day, smoked like a chimney. Had to be 110.
Exactly. I mean, Twinkie, it is food, but, you know, how... I wonder how much the recipe has changed since then,
because
I mean...
Probably a lot, because I don't think they use, like, actual gas.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that they probably weren't using a lot of the preservatives and stuff that...
Yeah.
I don't, maybe those early Twinkies would have not survived the nuclear holocaust. I don't know. Where are they now?
Yeah. And some dead guy's stomach, apparently.
Yeah, what if we dig up James A. Dwar? Would we just find, like, 200 pounds of, like, consolidated Twinkie inside of him?
It's like gum, except...
his casket just full. You have to move him away to see his face.
Throughout the next few decades, they introduced a lot of their more popular snacks, snowballs, such and such. I don't want to list them because I have an activity for that later. I don't want to skew anybody's performance on that. But we're coming up to the first modern scandal with Hostess, and that is in 1971. The FTC, Federal Trade Commission, accused them of false nutritional claims. This mainly had to do with Wonder Bread, saying that... And I watched a commercial, and it was a very typical, like, 70s commercial. It had kids saying how big they wanted to be when they grew up. Like, oh, I want to be bigger than my dog, Georgie. I want to be twice as big as my brother, etc. And then Wonder Bread basically saying, these are the Wonder Years, ages 1 through 12. Feed your children Wonder Bread, and they'll grow tall. And
Wonder Bread's not healthy.
Yeah, and essentially, bread in and of itself is... not really a nutritionally dense food.
But yeah, but Wonder Bread especially has like a lot of sugar and stuff in it compared to other.
That's the wonder part.
Yeah.
The wonder. Sprinkle the sugar. It's a sugary sugar plum land. But yeah, the FTC basically said that Wonder Bread is just a standardized enriched bread and the primary ingredient is sugar. So basically, they were claiming like weight loss tactics with Wonder Bread. They were claiming nutrition. I think it was like 12 ways to make your child grow in each loaf of Wonder Bread. So all of these things, I don't think that those charges ever really stuck. Like they didn't have to pay any fines or anything.
They just kind of gave up.
Yeah. But nutritional issues are something that have kind of like, maybe not so much in the 70s and 80s, but later on definitely will come up again because...
It's what has to kill off the company almost.
Exactly. Then in the 80s, 1984, they are sold to Purina Pet Food.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were a subsidiary.
Yep, they were.
You're saying Mabel's eating the same stuff that we're eating?
They're tiny Hostess cakes and each bit of kibble. But yeah, so it was the Purina, which is Ralston Purina's first foray into people food, I guess.
I guess.
Prior to this, Hostess was actually owned by International Telephone and Telegraph Corporation. So they were owned by a phone company. Yeah, they got bought by a phone company in the 70s and then sold to Purina Dog Food in the 80s. They were also accused during that time, the ITT, of trying to monopolize the baking industry. So, I mean, probably kind of scandalous, but not quite as scandalous as murder.
Yeah, well...
And our alleged mob ties that aren't confirmed, but
Sicilian mob ties.
Sound pretty likely. This was funny, I thought. The next kind of scandal happens in 1986, and I don't know how much the actual Hostess brand had to do with this, but charges were brought against a 71-year-old city council candidate in Minneapolis who was accused of handing out, it says $31 worth. So... like
he's going back.
You should go big. You should go big if you're gonna do something like this. But $31 worth of Twinkies, Ho-Hos, and coffee to elderly for votes.
So, I mean, if you can get votes, I don't know.
What year was this?
1986.
The year you were born.
I guess inflation.
I mean,
it's still probably not that much.
Yeah, I mean, right now I could buy
50.
Like 30 Twinkies. Yeah. But yeah, if I was going to try to bribe people, I would have a stand set up and I'd be giving out hundreds of Twinkies.
Well, yeah, you have to think, did he like say, you're not getting this unless you do or did he just say, take this and vote for me?
A Bible right here, and he's like, put your right hand on this, and I'll insert a Twinkie into your left hand as you vow to vote for me.
The trick was, inside each of those Twinkies was rolled up $100 bills.
Yeah.
That's why he only spent $31 on the Twinkies, okay.
I mean, and if he just went up to
into it, oh, paper cut, what is it?
I see you.
I mean, if he just went up to people and said, well, here, vote for me.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm wondering, like,
$30.
Is he, you know, maybe he's just picking, like, one nursing home to go to.
Maybe.
I mean, do nursing homes vote? I don't know. But, yeah,
Old people vote. That's about biggest electorate, I think.
Yeah, but I think the charges were dismissed.
Well, it's an interesting
probably thing. Because he only spent $31. And no one could prove anything about those $100.
He even brought charges is what I want.
Yeah. An angry elderly person with not much to do at the nursing home.
Yeah, get the Twinkie.
Yeah.
The last one, I've got one
left. He's like, you can't buy my vote with the Twinkie. Yeah.
Got one left.
Why they went under. They always, charges dismissed. Yeah.
Exactly.
They never have to pay for their crimes.
So they seem to remain relatively quiet for the next few years. And then in the early 2000s, this was kind of the start of the diet boom. We had Atkins diet. We had South Beach diet. Noticeably, these diets involve lower carbs. They're talking about, you know, sugars and that kind of thing as being unhealthy. If you listen to our sugar industry episode, you'll see that this kind of corresponded to a shift from people attacking high-fat foods and stuff in the later part of the 19th or 20th century, and now they're switching to actually thinking that carbs might be the culprit. Anyway, this really spurred some problems for Twinkie. And also the ingredients became under fire. And like Matthew, you've been bringing up their petroleum-based ingredients, I guess.
Not what I would do.
But yeah, their moisture does come from oil, and their vitamins are fermented or created out of petroleum. And the main ingredient in the cream is an emulsifier called polysorbate 60. I think there's 39 ingredients in a Twinkie, and most of them are unnatural.
So if I shoved a Twinkie into my gas tank, how far could I get
to? I think what we have to do, you have to liquefy the Twinkie first.
Oh, that's
okay,
not
get
too
me
hard.
A blender.
Maybe. Liquefy the Twinkie, break it down a little bit. I wonder if you could burn Twinkies like for fuel.
Like coal?
Yeah.
Probably.
You could burn it for, if you ever, I mean, they are the ultimate, I guess, nuclear winter snack because not only will they keep, but you can also start a fire with them.
Yeah.
Fuel a car. You know, how many times have you seen in those zombie movies they come across a car, their car runs out of gas because they're not, just get some Twinkies.
That's why Woody Harrelson in Zombieland wanted Twinkies.
Yeah, he knew what was going on. I did see an article about a man who tried a Twinkie diet. He was a human nutrition professor at Kansas State University, and his aim was to prove that calories in, calories out is what matters with weight loss. So he ate a Twinkie every 3 hours. He kind of mixed some other junk foods in, but instead of meals, this is what he was doing.
They're specifically calories.
Yeah, he limited himself to, I think, 1,800 calories a day, something along those lines, but eating junk food, doing it. He did lose 27 pounds in 2 months.
Well, there you go.
So
there's your proof.
Yeah, he basically wanted to prove that. And interestingly, his cholesterol and his cholesterol overall was lower, and his fat triglycerides were lower when he was done with it. So he was really on the fence about people were trying to say, like, well, you lost weight, but now you're super unhealthy. And he was kind of like, well,
not really.
Maybe not. I don't know. He however, didn't recommend other people do it. So
it's too hard. He got so sick of Twinkies.
Well, and he cheated a little bit, I feel, because if you're going to commit to a Twinkie diet, then make it a Twinkie diet. But he also ate some vegetables sometimes. And if
he just needed it, it's just, well, he's going insane.
His thing was he was eating the vegetables in front of his kids so that he was a good influence. And then he would go in the other room and like open up a Twinkie, I guess. Yeah. But just real quick, the nutrition facts of a Twinkie. Now they come in packs of two, don't they?
Yeah. I think it's just, is it?
You can buy, I think if they come in packs of two when you buy them, like just at the gas station, you pick them up. But I think if you get them in like in a box, they come in packages of one.
Gotcha.
Because like the Swiss rolls are two.
Yeah.
But I thought Twinkies were just the one, but I don't know.
I think you're right. If you buy them like in a
store,
like loose individual sale, but whatever, they're twins.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could find like the individual wrap ones at a gas station as well, but yeah. I feel like when normally they come in two, but I could be mistaken.
But yeah, for one cake, there's 150 calories per cake.
Actually, a lot less than I thought.
Yeah, not like too bad. I mean, they aren't that big. I don't know. I know there's like mega Twinkies. There's
They're
different
like
sizes.
That big, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. The total fat is 4.5 grams. There's 20 milligrams of cholesterol. But the thing that probably gets you the most is 27 carbs in one Twinkie. So if you're eating a two pack, double that. That's 54 carbs. Quick math there in a pack of Twinkies. So
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're on a low carb diet, obviously Twinkie is going to be one of the first things to go.
Yeah.
But yeah. And something that I did find is contrary to what a lot of people say, Twinkies do expire. They don't actually last forever.
They just look like they're okay, but they're
This shelf life is about 26 days. So after that point, and I think maybe this is unwrapped because I feel like I've probably had a box of snack cakes sitting around for more than 26 days.
Yeah, I know I have in college.
But they basically turn into like a brick of cake and the cream like evaporates and dries out inside.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah. I think one guy has a Twinkie that's like 46 years old in a glass case, and it's basically just like a cake brick with like a hole where the cream once was.
Yeah, good choice.
So they aren't indestructible, but we should test if they start a fire sometime. If they're flammable.
Yeah.
I think there is a website out there that actually has done a lot of weird tests on Twinkies. I can't remember what it was called, but they've like found out like how conductive Twinkies are, what's the specific heat of Twinkies.
Mythbusters might have done something like that.
Maybe something like that, but and I think another big thing involving nutrition is that a lot of times they're kind of aimed towards kids, which is it really healthy to grow up on Twinkies?
Probably not.
I don't know. Wonder Bread is evidently good for kids, so
yeah, I don't
know. But now we're getting up to the more current bankruptcy scandal.
Unions. Stuff.
Unions, yeah. And they've actually had trouble with unions for a long time, right?
All across their history since the beginning, really.
What is the deal with it? Like, why?
Well, they just, in the most recent times, in 2012 or whatever, when the parent company finally went bankrupt, basically they just, the union, it was the unions versus kind of the board, the upper crust of the company, because they kind of knew they were not doing well.
Yeah.
And so the upper crust kind of like took some money for themselves and didn't because they didn't think, we can save the company if we use this money. They just thought, well, let's cash out and get out. And then the unions decided that was a bad idea because kind of is because all the workers and
stuff.
Yeah,
they're not going to leave with $1 million in their pockets.
Yeah, and they tried to make a deal with the board members and the higher level people, but they didn't come to a deal, so the workers strike, the union workers striked, and then 18,000 people lost their jobs.
Yeah, I read something about how instead of kind of selling off maybe some lesser brands and restructuring and using that money to focus more on their... Yeah, they didn't sell anything off. They just filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And that happened in 2012. And that was... Oh, back up just a little bit. They actually filed for bankruptcy before that. In 2004, I believe they actually filed for bankruptcy, and it was not until 2009 that they got out of that bankruptcy protection, and then 3 years later, filing again for bankruptcy. So, I mean, sure, the diet thing probably affected them, but I mean,
I heard as well that a lot of companies like Coke and stuff, they had New Coke back in the day, and they had like those walkouts of people going and pouring Coke out and stuff.
Yeah, so they didn't
really get with the times, I guess. They kind of just stayed in the past, and they didn't like rebrand themselves as a new, hip company and stuff like a lot of other junk food companies.
Yeah.
And a lot of junk food companies kind of did that during that time, like cereals and stuff. And yeah. Like the Trix
Twinkies
rabbits.
Extreme.
Twinkies with a Z. Yeah. Yeah. Like Twix they should have done like a green slime Twinkies. I feel like that was...
riding a skateboard.
Well, that saved a lot of... I mean, it's funny now.
It just makes me think
of
like that ketchup. Like they had like the green ketchup or purple ketchup.
Crystal
yummy.
Pepsi. And everything. Yeah. Those things, they're weird, but they probably saved some companies.
I don't think the purple ketchup helped anybody.
No,
but.
But they didn't do anything, and they just kind of stagnated for 70 years.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, I mean, you think you would maybe kind of learn from your first bankruptcy.
You'd think.
But yeah, basically the workers went on strike, like you said, and they wanted some things, and the next day they decided to liquidate. How many people lost their jobs?
18,500.
Yeah, that's a lot of people to lose their jobs. So obviously we still have Hostess. So what happened? How did they get back on the map?
Well, they completely separated from their parent company because apparently the Hostess itself was run by at least semi-competent people. And they broke away from the people that had done, you know, that had hurt the union people. And they worked with the union leaders and decided to reopen their doors as a completely separate company after the protections wore off.
Yeah, I saw that they've sold Twinkies and Ding Dongs and some other snacks.
Yeah.
There was a couple investment turns that basically they had a history of corporate turnarounds. Mm-hmm. And the new owners, they're basically Apollo Global Management and Metropolis and Company. And they actually own... Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer and Vlasic Pickles.
Oh.
So they kind of joined that family of food, I guess. but here's the question. It's been said some people are kind of suspicious about this because they brought up the New Coke example. So back when Coke kind of introduced New Coke and got rid of Coke, Coca-Cola as it was, but up until that point, mm-hmm. people rioted. People were not happy about that change.
Weird thing to riot about, but
yeah,
sure.
I mean, you're messing with, you know,
love Coke, I guess.
No,
yeah.
Not my soft drink. I would kind of be upset. I mean, I like pop. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if they just completely took, I don't know, Dr. Pepper or whatever off the map, then
yeah, they're like,
I think a lot of people would be pretty
mad. No, this is your new Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Could they have not thought of a better name than New Coke?
No, I don't think so. I think that's pushing it for some.
But yeah, people evidently went out into the streets and had mass New Coke pour outs. They like just poured it out into the street. And all of that kind of convinced Coke to come back and introduce Coca-Cola Classic back.
You gotta wonder if that's not a marketing scheme. Though.
Exactly. And the thing is, it was super, like, people rushed out to get Coca-Cola Classic then. It was really successful as far as actual marketing goes. Whether or not it was a marketing ploy, I don't know. But did Hostess try to use this model and incite nostalgia and that kind of thing by, instead of selling off those companies, announcing essentially that they were no longer going to make them?
I think it kind of turned out that way, but I don't know. Because in terms of New Coke and Coke, it was just... they just decided to stop. Like, they didn't, like...
Yeah.
And they started to make a new one. This one was like, okay, well, we have no money.
Well,
we've already been bankrupt.
I remember when they announced that Twinkies were going out of business.
A lot of people were angry.
Yeah, I remember people being like, oh, gotta go buy, like, cases of Twinkies and that kind of thing to save Twinkie, save Hostess.
Yeah, people were saying they wanted to save Twinkie.
Yeah. So, I mean, I suppose... and they sold these brands for $400 million.
Yeah.
So was it kind of a ploy to get $400 million? Was that price inflated because of, you know, public nostalgia?
That would get them out of bankruptcy.
Uprising, that kind of thing. Because, perhaps if they wouldn't have done that, the company wasn't worth that much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably was. They were like, I think, about $400 down revenue versus spending costs. So. Mm-hmm. And maybe that saved them. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, the fact remains to this day, you can still go to the store. You can still buy Twinkies.
Wonder Bread,
yeah. So I always liked the bread. There was like a bunch of, it was like Iron Kids bread or something like that. I don't know.
It's a healthy bread.
It's a weird thing for like a kid to want their mom to buy like a certain kind of bread, but
I like bread. I think everybody likes bread.
Well, I feel like that just shows what kind of marketing, like how influential you can, if you get the kids on your side and they're begging the parents to buy that brand of bread.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so those are the various scandals, and you know, ranging from price setting to murder to picketing to health scandals,
money scandals with CEOs taking bonuses and
crap. Yeah. So just, oh, I forgot to mention one of them that was kind of a big deal. Sorry about that. We'll go back to 1979, and this was when the shooting of Mayor George Moscone of San Francisco and his supervisor Harvey Milk, who is, you know, we all know who he is. Yeah. Basically, Dan White was convicted of shooting those guys, and his lawyer argued that he had a diminished capacity, and he was actually ended up, the charges were reduced from murder to voluntary manslaughter because of this argument. And his argument was that in part because he had an addiction to sugary junk foods such as Twinkies, that he,
that sounds like a 70s case.
Yeah, that he had diminished capacity. And so, yeah, like I said.
So if you were addicted to cigarettes and you killed somebody, like, yeah. I have a diminished capacity.
No. Cigarettes are good. Cigarettes are good for your health. No, they make you cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it's the, I don't know what Dan White looks like, if he's like a blob or I don't know. But yeah, so basically that became known afterwards as the Twinkie defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it got somebody off for murder, and I mean, they still...
Damn good lawyer, though.
Right? Like, I don't know. Like, how do you argue to, like, a jury?
And win.
Yeah, and win and be like, well, yeah. You see, he shot them because he ate too many Twinkies.
This, a Twinkie.
Yeah.
Looks normal to you, but to this man, it looks like something worth murdering over.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of scandal, murder. They just kind of...
Bad boys.
Yeah, the bad boys of snack food. I have a little game that I kind of want to play with you guys too. And this is basically going to be, because the two warring snack cake, snack food, junk food, whatever, producers, in my mind, are Hostess and Little Debbie.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to read some different snacks off, and I want you guys to tell me, is it Hostess or is it Little Debbie? See all how right. How good, how well you actually know your junk food. Okay, we're going to start off pretty easy. Obviously, Twinkies are Hostess.
Yeah.
What about marshmallow pie? This is easy. I started with a hard one.
Well, I don't actually know.
I think that's Little Debbie.
That sounds like Little Debbie. Yeah.
Correct. That's Little Debbie.
Yeah.
What about a Zinger?
It's Hostess.
Hostess.
What is a Zinger?
I used to eat them all the time.
I know. I don't know. I've never had a Zinger.
They're kind of like Twinkies, but with ice, like icing on top of them, and kind of smaller.
Okay.
And they come in different flavors.
Yeah, I think it's like a strawberry Zinger.
They sound like something from the 30s or something.
Mm-hmm. What about those mini muffins?
Those are Hostess.
Are they?
I don't know. What do you think, Matthew?
Yeah, I believe him. He's the master.
He seems
here,
to be. It's almost as if you've lived on gas station food, Will.
Is that right?
They're Hostess, yes. What about the oatmeal cream pie?
That's Little Debbie.
That's Little Debbie, yeah. I know that.
Honey buns.
That's Little Debbie. No, wait. Hostess.
What's your final answer?
Hostess.
Wait. Honey buns or...
Honey buns.
Donuts,
well, Hostess. They're like a...
I would say Hostess.
They are Little Debbie. You should have gone with your gut. Donuts.
I can't remember.
Oh, you know, they're like the white bag and
the powdered sugar ones?
Yeah.
Oh, those are powdered sugar Debbie, donuts. Right?
And they have chocolate ones, too.
Wait, are they? Yeah, they're Little Debbie.
No, they're Hostess.
Are they?
You can't flip-flop on every single one.
They're definitely Hostess. They're definitely Hostess.
What do you think, Matthew?
Oh, my gosh. I have had them recently. You should know. I think they're Little Debbie, though.
They are Hostess. Pecan spin wheel.
I don't think I've ever had a pecan spin wheel.
That sounds like Hostess, though, to me.
I'll go Little Debbie.
It's Little Debbie.
Yeah.
Susie Q's.
Oh, that's Hostess.
Hostess.
What is a Susie Q?
The Susie Q's, aren't they like the big cake? They're like a chocolate cake with a bunch of
frosting stuff.
Yeah, like cream.
The cream filling.
Oh, and then no.
How about Nutty Buddy?
So was that right?
Oh, yeah, they're hosted.
Oh. Nutty Buddy.
That's Little Debbie.
That's, yeah. That's
yep, Little Debbie.
Sometimes you can tell by the names.
This one's slightly a trick question, so you'll have to think carefully. They're called cupcakes.
Are they Hostess cupcakes or are they not Hostess cupcakes? That's literally what the ones.
They're cupcakes.
Then Little Debbie. Because I don't know, I feel like this is just trying to trick us. Because that's what their Hostess ones are called, just Hostess cupcakes.
I think they're Little Debbie too. I think they're the little moist ones.
They're. This is Hostess.
Oh. What, which one are you referring
they
to?
Call, Hostess calls them cupcakes. They're like the ones, they come in a two pack and they have the like.
That's exactly
swirly.
What I was talking about. Hostess
now, Little
cupcakes.
Debbie has a very similar one that pretty much looks the same, but they call them chocolate cupcakes.
Oh, wow. Hostess.
Gotcha. No. Kidding. Star Crunch.
That's Little Debbie.
That's Little Debbie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Little Debbie. I've had a lot of those.
Yeah, Snowballs.
That's Hostess. That's Hostess.
Fig Bars. This would be for the older crowd, maybe. Yeah.
I'll just say Hostess for the hell of it.
I'll say Hostess.
It's Little Debbie. Ho-Hos.
Little Debbie.
Yeah, Little Debbie.
No, Ho-Hos are the Hostess answer to Swiss cake rolls, and they're not as good. Chocolate
Swiss cake rolls.
They're the exact same thing, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I grew up with the Swiss cake rolls,
I thought they were
so.
The same thing.
Yeah. Coffee cakes. I know you like these.
Those are Hostess, I'm pretty
mm-hmm.
sure.
Can you think of any ones that I've missed? I have more on my list here, but I just want to see if you guys can think
there's
of any.
There's the fudge.
Oh, who makes Cosmic Brownies?
Cosmic Brownies. That's yeah. That's Little Debbie.
I think so.
Yep,
they have Cosmic Brownies. And they also have just the regular brownie.
Fudge brownie with the nut, like walnuts on them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you prefer, Hostess or Little Debbie?
I feel like it's comparing apples and oranges. They're both, it's impossible to say. Who makes the fruit pies?
I've had.
They both make fruit pies.
I've had more Little Debbie because of you and Mom.
Yeah, I'm a Little Debbie
who
girl.
Makes zebra cakes?
Little Debbie.
Well,
who
I
makes,
have two
who makes those Boston, the Boston,
Boston
cream pies?
Pie. You know what? Those aren't on here.
Like
yeah, I didn't
cakes.
See.
Who makes those strawberry roll?
The
thing.
Strawberry shortcake roll is Little Debbie.
Okay, so I think probably I'm more Little Debbie.
Yeah,
than
I would say
I've
looking
had more Little Debbie,
looking at the list, Hostess likes to come up with fun names.
Who
like
makes Ding Dongs?
Ding Dong Hostess.
Yeah.
Can you eat a Ding Dong?
They like to come up with fun names like Ding Dong or Susie Q, Twinkie, Ho-Ho, and yeah. Then Little Debbie's more like, we're gonna call this one a Swiss cake roll,
yeah.
Or this is a fig bar, yeah. Oatmeal cream pie, yeah, just kind of like the, so if you're ever caught in a situation where somebody needs you to rapid fire name, which company?
Ring ding?
What is a ring ding?
That's a Hostess.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
See?
It looks like
that's
a,
the key. Yeah. Did they make up a funny
like a
name?
Piece of chocolate or marshmallow.
Yeah. Does it tell you what it is? Yeah. So, basically, that's the episode for this week, folks. Just kind of a
the
little bit
of
a
Hostess.
Yeah, indulging your brain in some junky sweet scandal, and exposing Twinkie and Hostess for what they truly are. Next week we should have Rachel back, but in the meantime, don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
We never talked about Drakes.
Drakes.
They make funny bones.
Are Drake like the third party trying
third
to enter
party,
the?
Yeah.
They're the RC Cola. Capacity.
They'll come back someday.
I'm gonna have to go find some Drakes. At first, I was like the rapper, like
yeah,
he's dipping his toe into the snack cake business.
Like Soulja Boy with the Soulja Boy.
Yeah,
Council.
Drake's cakes. Let's see.
Soulja Boy Council.
Yeah, that's a thing. It was a complete
failure. He basically bought. Stuff off like knockoffs off China or Chinese websites.
Oh, I think I do
them.
Remember yeah. that. Yeah,
and it had like 300 games on it.
Well, maybe whatever. That'll be another episode for
could
another
be. The,
time.
The Soldier
but,
Boy.
Yeah, look forward to Soldier Boy console.
Yeah.
But
Soldier Boy portable, whatever his game boy version.
Yeah.
Until next time, continue keeping it real. I don't have
keep
a sign
Twinkies.
Off. Stay. Yeah, keep eating.
Yeah.
Stuff your face. Bye.